Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer 3 questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Ms. Watkins. This is Lewis Phillips from Lambert Technologies. I'm calling because some more of our employees have decided to attend the Alternative Technologies Trade Show in March, so I need to update our company's reservation. Instead of the original 15 attendees, we'll now have 25 employees at the show, so we'll need to add 10 tickets. And we'd like the option that includes both the breakfast and lunch buffets. Could you please email me the invoice with the updated price? Thank you.
Number 71. According to the speaker, what is happening in March? Number 72. What is the purpose of the message? Number 73. What does the speaker request from the listener? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following tour information.
Welcome, everyone. I'll be taking you on a guided tour of the Lakeside Art Museum today. In the 19th century, the breathtaking scenery and mild climate attracted many artists to this area. That's why you'll find such an extensive collection of oil paintings from that era. Before we start, I see many of you have cameras out. Please note that this is a private collection. Don't worry, though. You can buy postcards with images of the paintings. So thanks in advance for your cooperation. Later this afternoon, make sure to visit our cafe located on the outdoor terrace where you can enjoy a delicious lunch. So, let's begin.
Number 74. Where is the talk taking place? Number 75. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"This is a private collection"?
Number 76. What activity does the speaker suggest that the listeners do later? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, Ms. Robertson. This is Wilma Keller at Charger Enterprises. I'm calling to offer you the position of head of the marketing department. You were definitely our top applicant. We were especially impressed by your 5 years of overseas experience in Malaysia, where we're planning to start doing business. I know you have to move here if you accept this position, so I'll give you more information about how we would help you relocate. Please call me back at 555-0195. Thank you.
Number 77. Why is the speaker calling? Number 78. What does the speaker say the company is planning to do? Number 79. What will the speaker give more information about? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following announcement.
Before you leave for your first service calls of the day, I have an important announcement. Here at Quality Plumbing, we've been using paper invoices for years. Unfortunately, we've had some billing errors because the information you write down on your invoices is often hard to read. So each technician will be provided with a laptop computer to use while at the job site. It'll allow you to enter all the information for the work invoice. Training sessions on how to use the new system will begin next week. Sometime today, please stop by my office to sign up for a session.
Number 80. What is the main purpose of the announcement? Number 81. What has caused a problem? Number 82. What are the listeners asked to do by the end of the day? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Jamie. The Vice President just called to say the competition, namely Golden, is going to release a new mobile phone similar to ours. Naturally, we want to get our phone on the market first, so we're going to release our Serena model earlier than originally planned. And that means we really need to get moving on the advertising campaign. The TV commercials have to be finished a month ahead of the phone's new release date. That does mean our advertising team will be working some long hours. I think we should find some way of rewarding the team once the ads are finished. Let me know what you think.
Number 83. What product is the speaker discussing? Number 84. Why does the speaker's company plan to release a product early? Number 85. Why does the speaker say,
"That does mean our advertising team will be working some long hours"?
Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
The last item on the agenda is the upcoming financial consultations that we offer to all our employees once a year. These consultations are free, one-on-one meetings with certified financial specialists who help people plan for retirement. Keep in mind, this program is purely voluntary, but we receive excellent feedback on this every year. If you're interested, there are meeting times available after work hours. You'll need to sign up for one on the Human Resources Benefits webpage before Friday.
Number 86. What is the purpose of the talk? Number 87. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"We receive excellent feedback on this every year"?
Number 88. According to the speaker, what can the listeners do on a web page? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
In today's manager's meeting, we need to address some comments we've received from customers about our health food store. Over the last month, customers have complained that weekly sale items are not available, so they're leaving the store without being able to purchase those items. This is a concern because we do have more of the items in our storage area, but the shelves are not being restocked in a timely manner. One solution is to hire some additional employees to assist in keeping the shelves full during our busiest shopping hours. We'll begin advertising for the new positions starting next week.
Number 89. What is the speaker discussing? Number 90. What problem does the speaker point out? Number 91. What is the speaker planning to do? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following talk.
Good morning. I'm Jordan Mustafa, and I work in the Information Technology Department here at Migdon Contractors. Thanks for attending today's training session. Today I'll be showing you some important steps that you'll be required to take when emailing confidential information. In a few minutes, you'll learn about a software program that's installed on all of our work computers. This software enables employees to lock any type of electronic document and put a password on it for security. But let's first discuss the types of information that we need to protect. Now, I've given you a packet with some examples of office documents. Please look through it and identify the information you would consider confidential.
Number 92. What is the topic of the training? Number 93. What will the listeners learn how to do? Number 94. What will the listeners do next? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and pie chart.
To start this Board of Directors meeting, I'd like to talk about the results of last year's energy study for our supermarket chain. If you look at this chart, you won't be surprised to see that we spent most of our money on refrigeration. Unfortunately, there's not much we can do about that as a grocery store, but I think we can reduce our heating costs by starting to purchase and install new energy-efficient heaters next quarter. To tell us more about these heaters, I'd like to introduce Jeff Smith, who's a consultant from Johnstown Energy. Jeff's here to answer any questions you may have.
Number 95. Look at the graphic. Which percentage will most likely change in the future? Number 96. What does the speaker suggest doing? Number 97. Who is Jeff Smith? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and assembly instructions.
Hi, I bought a set of dining chairs from your online store, the Dove model. They arrived yesterday and I assembled the first one, but when I opened the last box, some of the parts were missing. There weren't any screws included, so I'm calling to see if you can send some to me by Friday. I'm having some friends over to dinner this weekend and I really need to have my new chairs ready by then. Please call me as soon as possible. This is Dave Hastings, and my phone number's 555-0186.
Number 98. Look at the graphic. Which bag is the speaker referring to? Number 99. What is the speaker asking about? Number 100. What does the speaker say he will do this weekend? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book. End of recording.